Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this early and abbreviated version of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall, and I'd like to thank you all for joining me here this Saturday evening. For those of you that were not with us last Saturday, I did say that this, again, would be one of my personal time weeks where I'm going to take a little bit of rest and relaxation for myself. So, as always, whenever I take some me time, I always manage to do my little short 15-minute update and preview show. And as always, I want to thank you, each and every one of you, for helping to make Healing Through Hurt the show that it has become. I can't say that enough, because without all of your support, and you wonderful listeners, not only in the United States, but all over the world, my dream would not have become a reality as quickly as it did, because, as many of you know, I actually had this show sitting on a back burner for more than a year. And then just this February, I just got this enlightenment that this is what I needed to do. I guess one of the biggest catalysts was certain things that were going on in my life. But again, I want to thank each and every one of you for helping to make Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio the show that it is still evolving into, but it is growing at such a rapid pace that it even amazes me at times. So I want to say thank you for that. I want to read something that I got in the mail today from one of my former show guests. It says, Maria, thanks so much for an amazing and meaningful interview. You are a joy. I really appreciate the opportunity to move my mission of respect and compassion forward. Thanks for the important work you do. Hugs, Vicky. And this came from a guest that I had on about a week ago, Miss Vicky Kine. She's the author of the book, The Caregiver's Path to Compassionate Decision-Making, Making Choices for Those Who Can't. We had a very in-depth and candid discussion about when we may be left to be the person who would have to answer for someone who may be coming to the end of life. Or she also spoke about the ways that we, while we're still healthy and in sound mind and body, could put things in place to help people along in the event that something happens and we're no longer able to speak for ourselves. She was show number 24. I wish that you all would take the time out to listen to that show, because it was very enlightening and informative even for me. With that said, of course, I wanted to let everyone know that the reason why I only have one guest on per week is because I feel as though, in order for you to get to know the guest and for you to connect and for that guest to really have time to tell their story, you know, you can't do that in 10 minutes or 5 minutes or something like that. So I always make sure that the guest has enough time to connect with the audience. So I really do appreciate when I get responses such as this, because, you know, it lets me know that my job is well done, and it just makes me feel good to know that I'm not only helping you as my listeners, but my guests enjoy coming on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And with that said, you know, every time I do my 15-minute shows, I usually compile a list of my listeners' favorites. And for this particular episode, I have done an updated list to see who is winning in the downloads now, and who I'm getting the most feedback on, to let you all know that maybe these are some shows that you can listen to during the week while we start our new sessions next week. Right now, in our number one spot, of course, is show number 11, who was Susanna Barlow. She is the 23rd of 46 children. She grew up in a polygamous sect in Utah, and she tells about her life and her family life and how and when she decided that it was time for her to break away from that lifestyle and move on. And that's a great show, and that's show number 11. And to my shock and amazement, carrying at number 2 is show number 4, which is the show that introduced you all to myself and let you into a little bit about me and what I do and, of course, the hurt that I'm currently going through. Just a quick update on that, of course, my husband is no longer here, and because of healing through hurt, I did develop, find my own voice, and I had come to the realization and ability to be able to tell people that I was violated and abused by a person who promised to love on and cherish me till death do us part. So that's an update on my story, and from time to time I will be giving you updates. Another one of our favorite shows, and I'll probably have this guest back on, is show number 20. Who's Arnie Alberts. He's the author of the book Burnt Cookies, Quest for Closure. He had been befriended and groomed and then molested by his high school coach. And I got so many responses on that show that I'll probably be having Mr. Alberts back on again in the near future. I'll keep you posted on that. And one of my favorite shows, and we did develop a friendship even after she was my guest, was Yvonne Pierre. She's the author of The Day My Soul Cried. She's show number 22, a young lady who has been through so much, so much in her life. And no matter what, you know, negativity was thrown at her, she is graduating soon with her MBA. So, you know, keep doing your thing, sister. I'm so proud of her, and I think that she is just a wonderful, wonderful person. And these are some of the pick favorite shows for this particular week. So take time out to listen to some of those, and I might like to add that one of my favorite shows and a good friend of mine now, and our friendship did develop out of her guest appearance on the show, is show number 17, who's Deb Scott. She's the author of The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up. Wonderful, dynamic lady. She will keep you uplifted, and if you're feeling your absolute worst, she will keep you going. And just a wonderful, wonderful individual. So those are our pick favorite shows for this week from our listeners. And I, as always, I want you all to know that Healing Through Hurt recognizes the fact that hurt knows no boundaries, and it has there's no place that hurt does not affect us in one way or the other. So some of our shows that we do have coming up in the future will be shows on single parenting. I had a time when I was a single parent, and I've also been a wife and mother, so I have experience on both ends of that. And another touchy subject that most people tend to shy away from, we'll have a young lady on who wrote a book that was dedicated to suicide. Another subject that, you know, we may not like to talk about it, but it's something that needs to be brought to light. With that said, of course, two more major things. I am also available to bring Healing Through Hurt and myself to your town to speak about not only the program and some of our guests, but to help uplift people who've been or who are currently going through that storm right now. And, of course, if you'd like to get more information on that, you can give Liz Mitchell a call at Speakers International at 843-902-4799. Liz is a wonderful lady. She handles all of my booking for me for speaking engagements, and she will be able to help you through that process and get healing through hurt to come by your town. And one more thing, as you all know, that Healing Through Hurt comes under the umbrella of the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is a 501c3 nonprofit that our primary focus is at-risk, vulnerable youth and their families, including senior citizens and, of course, their parents. And we are having our first annual Healing Through Hurt Women's Summit in 2010 on September the 11th from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Randallstown Community Center located at 3505 Resource Drive in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. We'll have motivational speakers, open mic poetry, a lot of female-owned business vendors, food tasting, giveaways, and so much more. This is a time for you to celebrate you. And if you're not able to come, and you know people in the Baltimore, Maryland area, feel free to pass it along. You can give me a call at 443-865-4211, or you can contact me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org for more information on that as well. So with that said, you know, again, I want to thank you all for joining me this week for this early and abbreviated session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. We will be back to our regular schedule next week when we will, of course, bring you yet another dynamic guest. And I will continue to bring you the absolute best of real people, real stories, real hurt, real healing. Until then, I want you all to have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend. And have a great, great week. And I will see you back here next week at our regular scheduled time, which is 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, you be blessed. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you for joining us here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. As always, we'd like to remind you that the views, statements, and or comments of show guests, callers or hosts do not necessarily reflect the views or beliefs of the Wall Foundation Incorporated or Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. These comments are those of our guests, callers, and hosts alone. Therefore, the Wall Foundation Incorporated and or Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is not party to nor liable for resolution of issues between show guests, callers, hosts, and or listeners. I want to thank you again for joining us here at Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week when we'll bring you more real people, real stories, real hurt, and real healing. Until then, be well.